Call to order the regular board meeting for the Cabazon Water District on June 21st, 2022 at 6:03 p.m. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Again.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation,
under God, liberty and justice for all.
And a moment of silence for our fallen. Okay, thank you. Roll call.
Director Alan Davis.
Here.
Director Terry Tincher.
Here.
Director Diana Morris.
Here.
Director Sarah Wargo.
Here.
And Director Robert Link. Ellen Kumparis, customer help.
Here.
And Travis Romaine from Krieger & Stewart.
Here.
And Cindy Byram from Ard Bailey.
Here.
Moving on to the consent call, we need an approval of the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants from May 24, 2022, the regular board meeting minutes, and reformation of Resolution 04-2021.
I make a motion to approve A, B, and C.
I second it.
Alright, so motion to approve consent calendar items A, B, and C made by Director Davis and seconded by Director Tincher. Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
And Director Link is absent right now.
Warrants none, awards of contract none. Moving on to old business. Review. Discussion action, review, or adoption of proposed budget for the 2022-23 budget.
This is Cindy. So,
hi, Cindy.
I understand that Scott went through this budget in great detail with you in May. I can present what has changed since May. If that's helpful, or I can go through line by line, or I can kind of tell you in total what has changed. What's your preference?
I would say, can we go over the changes, but
yeah.
Did we go over it in full in the board meeting or just in finance and audit?
No, we went through
in the board meeting.
So yeah. I would say just the changes.
Okay. Well, I'll start with line 17. Revenues have decreased by $34,000 since the last budget you saw, and the reason for that is we updated this budget for May consumption in 2022, and we use fiscal year 22 consumption revenues to project what fiscal year 23 will be, and May was significantly less than we thought it was going to be, and so that's the reason for the $34,000 decrease in revenues.
Which line item are you reading?
I'm looking at total revenues, line 18.
Oh, yeah.
It was $1.829 million. It's now $1.794
million. Okay.
And then as we look into expenses, there were some very minor changes, some small increase in row 37 of $2,200 for facilities, wells and T&D, just based on, again, when we do projections, we kind of, for many things, we'll do it for fiscal year 22, and then we'll project into 23, and so we had some updated numbers. We also had a decrease in row 51. We had a decrease of $3,100 in office expenses due to Evelyn updated the list of computers that were being serviced by your computer services person, and that resulted in a $3,300 decrease in cost. Legal, and then if we look at support services, line 59, that went down by about $2,300, so it's still in the same ballpark. And then row 71, service tools and equipment, that went up by about $2,900, and that was primarily due to the fuel assumption. I think we were at 7%, and we upped it to 10% increase from fiscal year 22 to 23. So overall, when you look at line 82, the net loss for the year was about $56,000. It's now $90,000 for a higher net loss of about $3,400. And primarily, again, it was due to that water consumption change in estimate. However, the good news is line 83, our projected July 1st cash is projected to be higher than what we were projecting. So our ending cash of $1,072,000 that we're projecting for our June 30th, 2023, is actually $37,000 more than we thought it would be in May. So overall, a good story, a positive change. So we'll have higher cash than we had anticipated. This budget still does not hit the reserve target. It's shy about $63,000, but that will level off after the next rate study. So as we look at projections and we look at, we typically look at a 10-year horizon, and I believe your new rate will be fiscal year 26. Right now, we're projecting that a 5% increase is going to be needed to get back to reserve levels. But that changes every year. So it's just we do that as a sanity check to look and see where we're at and make sure that you're in good fiscal health. And you are, provided there is no major emergency. Then we'll have to talk. The capital budget did not change any. So I'm happy to answer any questions that I can answer.
For the only question I have is for the management. So we're saying this is going up 21% from last year. So that's management and customer service, right? Line 22.
Yes. There's the promotion of the business admin supervisor, new part-time assistant, negotiated 6.9% COLA and a 5% adjustment for staff.
That's the only thing I worry about with the open GM position. Do we need to increase that?
Did we increase it at all when we discussed it last time?
No, you did not, I don't think.
I think you might have done it
in closed session, because I know you were discussing the general manager in closed session, but
we did not.
The direction given to us was to not increase it, so it does not include that higher salary that was being contemplated at one time.
And so
we can always come back and amend the budget too.
Okay.
And you're good with where it's at, and if they have to go back and amend it and give a general manager a higher percentage, you're fine with that.
I'm okay with that. Is the rest of the board okay with the budget or any questions?
I don't have any questions.
I'm fine with it.
Should we make a motion?
It has to be approved, I think,
by July. Yeah, we need to, we have to make it, we have to approve it tonight.
I'll make a motion to approve the budget.
A second.
All right, then motion to approve the proposed, proposed fiscal year 22-23 budget made by Director Tincher and second by Director Davis. Director Davis? Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargle?
Aye.
And Director Link is absent. Okay.
Moving on to new business.
Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you, Cindy.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
New business? I'm not seeing the GM report in here.
I put the report a little bit after, just so that way,
you would get the expensive people off.
Yeah.
Have it a little. Okay, discussion action proposition, one test well project. Authorization for Krueger and Stewart to prepare for the bidding documents and the district to secure bids for the drilling of a temporary 1,200-foot deep exploratory well on undeveloped property northeastern Cabazon as part of Prop 1 funded project. Do I need to read all of them?
So if I may, I can give a general overview of this project. This is part of the Prop 1 project that is currently an agreement that the district has with the DWR. There's multiple aspects to it, but one of them is drilling a test well, ideally find water and eventually put in a production well as part of future DWR funding. So the items that we are looking for board action on tonight is authorization to proceed with preparing the documents and securing bids for the construction of the temporary test well, acceptance of a notice of exemption from any sort of an environmental impact. We did a very brief study, looked into the requirements, and we believe that this project is eligible for being exempt from any sort of CEQA reporting our documentation, and then also we have drafted a right of entry agreement with the owner of a property in the northeast area of the service area that is immediately adjacent to the Cabazon Dinosaur property. We have everything in agreement with the property owner, and we are looking for authorization for the board president to sign that agreement so that we can mobilize onto the site to construct the test well. So those are the three items we'd be looking for authorization on tonight at the board meeting. And I can answer any questions on the matter as well.
I do have a question. I'm looking at the picture on page 32 of 59 in the board packet. Where is this going to be? This is up by the dinosaurs?
Yes.
Correct. It's just east of the dinosaurs.
Because I'm seeing the parking lot there, so it's in that parking lot structure still?
Yes, so just left of that picture is where the dinosaurs are. That's the parking lot that's most of the visitors to the dinosaur would use.
Yeah, this is kind of north of that orange building that used to be the Mexican Food Lines.
Okay. Is that an issue with, is it going to be fenced off?
There will be construction fencing around the activities to prevent the public from getting into the space. We do not believe there is any sound issues that would be associated with this work. We would be staying within the county ordinances for sound discharge from a construction site.
Okay. Because I'm just wondering, that's where all the tourists in Cabazon go, right? Like, that's where everybody's driving through.
I know, but they got a lot of stuff that's going on in there that is above our pay grade. Put it this way, the county is telling us we have to abandon the line. The dinosaur people have to move their meter. This is above us.
It's beyond us.
It's beyond us. This is almost sort of beyond us, too, truly.
Yeah. What's the first I've heard of putting a well, a test water?
Oh, they had other places they were looking at, and this was the best they thought.
Any discussion?
The one thing, Travis, we don't have President Link here right now to sign that. So that's one sort of thing. How fast do you need this?
Or can we have the vice president?
The agreement doesn't necessarily need to be signed immediately. We still have to prepare the documents and go out to bid before the contractor can mobilize. It's probably going to be within the next few weeks that we would be getting those the documents out to bid. So I would say that this can be signed at any time in the next few weeks.
So all we're basically doing is approving you to write up the bid documents.
Correct. Yes, and then once we do secure the bids, those will go to the board again for okay. final approval of the project.
Pretty straightforward, yeah. I motion to approve all three of the authorizations for the test wall project.
I second.
Motion to approve authorization for Krieger and Stewart to prepare the bidding documents and then acceptance of the CEQA notice of exemption document and authorization for Krieger and Stewart to sign and file the document and authorization for the board president to sign the right of entry agreement with the property owner William S. Stanislaw to access his property for the test well. Made by Director Tincher and second by Director Davis. Director Davis? Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director is absent.
Okay. Next up is discussion action for authorization of district to submit funding applications for Proposition 1, Round 2, IRWM implementation grant funding for the following project. Waterline replacement in the Jensen area from Esperanza between Elm Street and Lennon Street in the amount of $500,000. And number two is waterline replacement in the Jensen area on Esperanza Avenue between Lemon Street and Lime Street in the amount of $350,000.
Travis,
so if I may give a... Yes. Yeah, so if I may, I can give a brief summary of this as well. The IRWM funding source is the same one that the district currently has an agreement for on the isolation valve project, which I believe we should be seeing here in the near future going out to bid as well. The funding is being offered in multiple rounds. We have the current agreement under the first round. This would be the second round. The DWR or IRWM approached Cabazon and the general area and said there's $1.9 million of available funding to be split among multiple agencies in the PASS agency region. Based on that amount and trying to ensure that we would have a good shot at getting one of these projects, we identified a key waterline replacement in the Jensen area. It's two city blocks in that area, and we are breaking that into two separate projects to try to increase the chance that at least one of those projects is accepted for the funding, if not both. So it's that's the reason that it's two projects on the same street rather than just a single project of the total lump sum. So what we would be asking for tonight is authorization to submit the funding application to the IRWM funding source to get these two projects funded.
How did they
and
come
I can
up
answer
with this
any questions on that as well.
Yeah, how did they come up with this particular line?
So we had multiple discussions about projects that were an option for this project, and they identified the line in Esperanza because part of that street has already been replaced, entering on the west side of Jensen. So it would be essentially serving as a backbone for the system in that area that we can get upgraded from the 4-inch steel pipe to 8-inch PVC pipe and help improve the water service in that area. That was really kind of the main thing. I believe there's been some leaks in that section of piping, but it's mainly just kind of establishing a solid backbone through the area for the distribution system.
So does that give us an 8-inch line all the way down through there?
It would. If we get both of these projects, it would. All the way from entering into Jensen, all the way through to Lime on the east side of the service area.
Where does entering Jensen begin? Where is that at?
Where it crosses the bridge going over the river into the community. I believe all of that was previously upgraded, I want to say maybe 20 years ago, 15 years ago, is my understanding. Okay. So we would be extending that 8-inch further into Jensen, essentially all the way through Jensen.
And then the branch lines come off of that for the neighborhoods down there?
Correct. And ultimately, we would have the plan of replacing all of those with 8-inch as well. It was just this funding source came up, and we wanted to at least go for getting some of the work taken care of.
Great. But it's only for two blocks, right? Because it's only for the blocks from Elm to Lemon,
yes.
And then Lime. Okay.
Yeah, because everything this way has already been done.
And they have this. They have
all the way from the bridge.
Because they have other districts of the county.
Yeah. No. But we have 8-inch going all the way up to Elm, right?
Yes.
Okay. I guess that's my question.
Yeah, because that's what I was wondering too.
Mm-hmm. Why is it starting at the end and
right.
Going this way backwards?
Right. Okay, sounds good to me.
Diana, you got any questions?
No.
Alan?
Truly, it would benefit that side of the town very much.
Yes.
So, if fires.
If nothing else, it's going to help fire protection.
That's what I'm saying. And then the county would make them build their standards. Yep.
And if I may, one other aspect of this as well. It did come up the potential for the cash flow issue occurring here as well. We did approach the PASS agency, and they expressed that they may be willing to extend the gap funding to cover this project as well. So we did account for that, so we don't have that same problem again.
That's amazing.
Yeah, they've been very supportive of trying to correct some of the deficiencies in the system. It's very much appreciated.
So we need a motion on this?
I make a motion to approve the authorization for the district to submit funding application for Proposition 1 Round 2 IRWM implementation grant funding for the following projects. Waterline replacement. Extension area on Euclid. Esperanza Avenue between Elm Street and Elm Street in the amount of $500,000. Waterline replacement in Extension area on Esperanza Avenue between Lemon Street and Lime Street in the amount of $350,000.
I second it.
If it's okay, I'm just going to state the motion for the motion to authorize the district to submit the funding application for those two projects made by Director Davis and second by Director Tincher. Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Okay, next up, discussion action, customer concern, high water bill on Dolores Avenue.
I took care of it. It's done.
So we're going to take that one off?
Yeah, they're not coming anymore.
I'm just going to put, Helen is amazing.
Good job.
Hey. I work miracles when I have to. I don't think you guys need to deal with arguing customers.
And they're
Travis,
paying,
you're
and
free
they're
to
paying
go.
Their water bill.
Travis, okay, I will go ahead and jump off. Thank you, everyone. Have a good night.
Thank you, Travis.
Thank you, Travis.
Bye, Travis.
Okay, moving right along. Updates. Update number one is San Antonio Pass Regional Water Alliance update. Dr. Morris and Davis?
Nothing to update.
Okay. Next is Community Action Committee update.
That was today. And they're moving right along.
Do you
want to
take...
Pardon? What, Diana?
I was going to say, do you want to take that or do you want me to?
Go ahead. I'll just jump in and throw in things.
Okay. So, for the Bonita Engineering transmission lineup, they are talking to John Covington. They're willing to let them tap into their water. They want to know from us what we think about that, and they have a meeting at 10 a.m. at Arrowhead on the 29th of June that they'd like us to attend about tapping into their line, because they do have an existing line over there from Arrowhead. Also, they have their list of the 80 property owners, and they have 18 that have not answered or responded. The rest seem to want to go in their direction, which is about 75%, they said, and they have good responses. The meetings need to be later because too many people are working and can't make the meetings. So it's set for July 12th, which is the second Tuesday of the month. And I've already gotten approval from the community center. We're going to use the community center to have the meeting there. Let me see.
What?
On the construction on July 12th at 6 p.m. And on the construction program update, they need to resolve if they need to do a new engineering plan, which they will find out after the 29th, whether they decide to go with Arrowhead or go with us. They'll need to figure out the cost of the water meter permits, the home for the modulars, the installation, certificate of occupancy. Also, John Covington let them know that they're going to allow them to tap into the sewage wastewater plant, and they're asking me to get a hold of Mickey Valdivia to find out what needs to be done to incorporate commercial into Bonita and make it residential / commercial so we can get some commercial buildings down here as well.
I don't think any of that sounds legal.
That's why I told them I would need to take it to the board and check the legalities.
Until they pay you what they owe us from prior. But...
Oh, well, if that's the case, then why don't we know about that?
What?
Prior.
Well, the Indians owe us money from years ago.
Years ago. Okay. Oh, okay. We're talking.
That's why I say at the board meeting, I'm not. I think you guys should look into this very, very diligently.
I don't believe we should tap in. I mean, let them tap in.
I don't know if John Covington has the power to do as much as he thinks he does.
I don't know.
Right. That's why I told him there's a lot of legalities that have to be gone over.
Indians are named Indians for a reason.
That's
so good. So, they're going to tap in on the other side of the freeway? Is that what they're going to do?
From what I understand,
I'm not paused.
Tap in by Arrowhead where
we have a line. Look, the highlighted is.
The big thing,
Diana,
is who is
the Arrowhead.
Water? Is it the Indian water or our water? Do you understand what I'm saying? Who's
but it's
who?
The line that comes from over.
Yeah, from them. So whose water is it? Is it Marauder?
And then there's
water?
The issue of they're wanting to put the homes in Cabazon, but if they're going to use the water from Banning.
Who gets the money for it, though? That's the big thing. It's our property. It would be their water. So I don't know how you can do that. I don't understand that whole.
It has to be legal.
Exactly.
So wait a minute. They're saying this water is over here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On Bonita.
Uh-huh.
Because we did service Arrowhead in
we
the beginning.
We served Arrowhead, correct. We what? Had our own
line. Wait a minute. Isn't that our line?
Yeah, how did the Indians take it?
Yeah.
They had to put another line under the freeway, from what I understood. They had to run their own personal line under the freeway.
Yeah, but what about, where's our line that went out there initially?
We cut it off. It's down Bonita.
Like we literally cut
right
it
right here.
Off, or we just stopped it?
I didn't see that. It used to be right there, but they did cap it off. We have a picture of it, and we have the thing.
You have one, don't you?
I think that's pretty they did it in the newspaper saying we're not giving Arrowhead any more water, blah, blah, blah. It was a big...
Yeah, but don't is the line still there?
Well, the line is still there, but it's capped off. I mean,
yeah, this looks like they're tapping in, like, right off of Olive Street.
Exactly. I know exactly where that is. Uh-huh. But who's tapping in? They can't... Who's tapping in? From what I understand, that's where our line was, okay?
Right.
And it went down the side of the road on the, I want to say... south side, all the way to Arrowhead.
Yeah.
Okay, then we capped it off and cut it down even at the Arrowhead building. We took our meters out, capped it there too. Then, from what I understand, Morongo had to dig a line underneath the freeway
right. And
give them water from there.
Yeah, they bored under the freeway.
So there is still a line there in theater. It's just capped on both sides.
Right, but it just looks like it's where they capped it on Bonita.
Uh-huh.
They're showing a vault.
Yeah, a vault.
There is a vault.
Yeah.
Well, that would be our vault, correct?
Sure. That is our vault.
Well, that's where they're showing tying into.
I don't. So then we would have to hook back into Arrowhead to get the water from, because it's our water. I'm not getting how they can say they're doing it when it comes back to us and comes back. It's our water anyhow.
Right.
So they're giving them permission to use the line that we had put there.
For them.
Yeah.
Yeah, for them.
It just doesn't, like I said, it does not make sense, none of it.
Well, it's going to be more.
And I think there's going to be a big thing, because he's also let them know that he's going to allow them to tap into their sewage wastewater.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't get how any of that works. I just, when she told me that, I said... He has to stay there. I don't understand.
They want the revenue to go. Yeah.
So is Arrowhead tapped into their sewage treatment?
I have no idea.
Who?
Arrowhead.
I believe so, because the treatment plant's right across the freeway.
Right.
Right.
But, excuse me, but shit rolls downhill, correct?
So it comes down to you guys. It's going to go down that way.
No, what I'm saying is they'd have to have a line that went downhill into the sewage treatment plant for it to get over there, right? So, I don't know. It seems like they would have to put some kind of a sewage ejector pump on this side of the freeway to get it all over to that side.
I understand what you're saying, because else it's going to come back. They have to blow it back up that way. Because
it's going to come back this way.
Correct. I just think, I think it's a pipe dream that this guy is trying to do, because you know he's just dreaming.
I think we need to follow this a little closer.
I think Covington's going to make it look so advantageous for them that they're going to want to go with Covington. But I don't know legally if they can, because it's our land.
I don't think they can, unless you guys give them the permission.
That's exactly what it's sounding like.
Mm-hmm. Because this looks like Cabazon Water's line.
Well, then the thing is, Covington would have to buy, or Morongo would have to buy, that whole lot of land, which we're not willing to sell that lot of land.
Well, at what point do we get our engineers to look at the CAC stuff? Are our engineers already
looking? Them do anything.
Well,
because it would be all on us,
yeah.
Right? That's an expensive
thing. The basic thing we could do is we could ask our engineer to go to that meeting and see what they have to say. Is John Covington going to be at the meeting, at that next meeting?
As far as I know, he is, but I'm not 100 on that.
Not on his books.
So it's July 12th at 6. I think I'm going to go to.
No. The meeting with Arrowhead is June 29th at 10 a.m.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
Are we all
Our right? next meeting for the CAC is July 12th.
For Arrowhead, it's the 29th.
And where's this meeting at?
Where's the meeting?
Over at Arrowhead.
Over at Arrowhead.
At Arrowhead.
10 a.m.
So, what are you guys going to that?
I think that's just a slippery slope.
I think it's a slippery slope, too.
I believe I believe the board should be there.
It's interesting. It's got to be.
It's going to be Morongo trying to come in and take all the water and get all the
storage. Yep.
That
might be
advantageous. They said, you know, they'd have to sell the land.
We also don't have the GM, and they know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't know.
Okay. So the next meeting is July 12th, and the other meeting is June
29th.
Are we all allowed to go to those?
We don't all have to go, but I think it would be a good idea for us to.
Sorry, go ahead, Diana.
I said we don't all have to go, but I think it would be a good idea for us all to be there.
I do too, but then we have to post an agenda because you guys can't all be in the same room at the same time.
That would be better if it was you, if it was Diana and
Alan,
because they're on that committee.
Yeah. Okay.
But the July 12th meeting, can we go to?
Yes. That one doesn't matter because we're not going as
a board. You're just going as a community.
Yes. Concerned community members.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else on that?
Was there anything I forgot, Dr. Davis?
I don't know where all those lines are tomorrow, but.
What'd you say, Diana?
I was asking Director Davis if there was anything I left out.
No, that's it, you know. Oh, and a poster that they showed up, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, they made banners.
They had banners?
They made banners for their project to hang up around Cabazon.
Okay. Next up is CWD operations report.
I have it somewhere. Hold on.
You
want
to read it?
Okay. So on May 26th, the district staff went to a drought preparedness class. On June 1st, there was a meeting with the dinosaur owner about relocating her meter. Mm-hmm. Right now we're waiting on the owner's direction. On June 1st, we received a $16,000 check for the reimbursement of the Well 2 incident last July for insurance. On June 2nd, there was an inspection done on the Tesla battery system at Well 2. There was a couple little concerns, but they're being addressed. It was just little things like the hinges on the control panel were a little broken, so they're going to fix those and stuff like that. On June 14th, the IRWM isolation valve project, the plans were reviewed by district staff and the engineers. On June 20th, there was a leak on Broadway and Carmen that was repaired. Tank 1 has been filled and passed back T's, and then it just needs to be tested for volatile organic, which checks for metal from new paint, and it'll be a couple weeks before we get those results. And the San Gorgonio Pass Water Agency is posting a billboard about water conservation, and they asked if we wanted our seal at the bottom of it, so we said yes, there's no cost to it.
It's very cute. That leak on Broadway, we actually used our brain as the office, and we had James Dowling come and help us, and you saw that we paid him, and we need someone to sign that check.
Yeah.
Because Clay was on vacation. It's a main leak on Broadway. We had to have it fixed, and I said, James, come on in and work, and we'll pay you by the hour. And that was it, and it worked. Bam, just
you're
like
on
that.
The bank account, right?
No,
are you able
not
to sign
he
check?
Was on the bank.
Okay.
Are you?
Yeah, removed. Okay.
Never mind. Diana, we may need you to come sign a check.
I know one day.
You think?
Maybe if you sign them, then they'll be like, wait, we don't recognize the signature.
Yeah,
we
you should recognize it.
Okay. Anything else?
No. It was a good month. I was on vacation most of it. It seems that everything went pretty smooth here. Nobody called me, so.
What was the leak?
It was the main right out here in Broadway. The copper service broke.
Oh.
Broadway. That street sucks.
It's like the second or third time.
It's like the 15th time in the last 10 years. It's just,
they
need to really rip the whole street up and just do the whole line. It's terrible. Terrible service.
That one was just repaired just a few years ago, wasn't it?
That was last year. Yeah. I don't know if that was the same one, because this is farther down on Carmen and right there at that corner, but this has been, this street is terrible. The line is just terrible for some odd reason. I also have a question. Steve Thomas came in and said that we're under litigation on the property that we did that service for on Bonita, and asked me if I'd put it inactive, and I said, well, I haven't heard anything. I asked her, have you heard anything? And she says, I haven't heard anything. So I'm like going, where's the litigation coming from? That's what I asked him. I said, because we haven't heard anything.
From which property?
The one that, the Thomas project that he's wanted done for the last 10, 15 years. He doesn't like where they place the meter.
So what are we doing?
I don't know. I don't even know what the litigation is. I don't even have a paperwork on it. I have nothing on it. I said, I'll put your account inactive. You don't have to pay me the $43.78 for the 3/4-inch meter, but I really need some paperwork stating that we're in some sort of litigation, because I'm not.
We have to serve you with something.
He hasn't served us anything. This was when he came to pay his other bill, so I'm like.
Doesn't have anything?
Huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I had asked them if there was any. I asked them before they did the service.
I don't know what I'm like looking at them. What are you talking about?
Okay, next up is old business.
For the unit one, I'll tell you right now, there's no update. We've tried calling Toyota some more times and they haven't returned any phone calls with like a.
Yeah, I wouldn't go through Toyota. I would go through somebody else.
Like who?
Like who works on your trucks?
You mean to re-put the engine in?
Yeah.
We were still trying to get what exactly was wrong with it from Toyota, because Kelvin and the gentleman had a discussion, and we don't know what that discussion was. So
well,
we were trying to get that.
We discussed throwing it on a tow truck and taking it over to this place and have them evaluate it.
Okay, so you think we should go with the place in Hammett? They seem pretty fair. Well, anyhow, we'll ask Dave. I had a friend that I thought could do it, but he drives during the week, and he has like 10 cars in his driveway. It might take 2 years to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Go to a shop.
Yeah. And there's always Luther's right over there.
Yeah. Okay.
I've used them quite a few times.
Okay. Well, that's what we'll do, Abby. We'll call a couple shops, see if they're in, and how much to put a transmission in the truck.
And then once we get them out, we'll contact.
Okay. We'll do that.
So we'll table that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Next up is discussion action of CSCA 2022 Annual Conference and Exhibitors Showcase.
They had a brochure. It's kind of long, but they posted a brochure, and it has a bunch of the different conferences or whatever that they are going to be having.
Classes or whatever?
Yeah, workshops or whatever you call them. Breakout rooms, I think it's. Breakout session.
Are there actual water classes for water? Because it doesn't look like it was the D1s or the distribution ones, the twos. It looks like it was more for management.
Some stuff about Brown Act in here, some ethics. Maybe you guys could just do this one instead of.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Can we do the ethics training and the Brown Act stuff through this instead?
Do you want to look into it and see if they can do the Brown Act in there? Can we just.
I mean, we paid for the CBK one already, but.
Oh, we paid for it already?
We didn't.
But since we got it.
What do you mean the BB, the one that we're taking online?
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if this is. I mean, it says Brown Act principles, traps, and avoiding unintentional violations. I don't know if that one would count.
An actual class.
The ethics one, it looks like it would count. This is required ethics compliance training.
Are you doing the Brown Act thing? You can come in here and use Kelvin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was going to call and schedule something.
Yeah.
Well, is there any classes that you guys want to go there and take?
I don't think there's anything else.
There's no, I don't see like D1, D2.
That's what I'm saying.
This was just like a suggestion by Cindy. She had mentioned this conference. And said that it might
be. No, and it's local. I mean, it's not
I
really
know the guys would like to go to the one in Vegas. It's a really good one. They've been trying to get there for years, but for some odd reason they didn't want to sleep, you know, in the same room, blah, blah, blah. So one of them needs to, it's been crazy, but it's a really good conference. They could learn stuff. But they're all over the place. They really are.
But there's no classes like that in this one.
This is more for admin and board members.
Well, is there any classes you want to take, Evelyn?
No, I don't think so.
Heavens no, I get in enough trouble just opening my mouth. I don't want to get to take any more.
Now, when do we have to sign up by?
There's like an early bird fee. The early bird fee ends July 22nd. And after that, it goes up by
$300.
Okay, well, let's table this till next time. You guys look, see if they want a class, see if the guys want to take a class.
It goes up by $100. I read that wrong. That's only if you're a member.
Yeah, because we meet July 19th, so we'll meet again before that date.
Okay. Is there anything you want me to get, like, before the next board meeting about this, or is this, I think it has everything you really need to talk
about it? Maybe check and see on the classes for
the sexual
harassment, the Brown Act, and the ethics.
If these ones are the ones that would be required.
And that, any public comment? Seeing none?
Public.
You guys want a break before we go into closed session or no?
Oh, you guys got closed session?
Yeah. Oh but Robert's not here. He was the one who wanted to talk in the closed session.
Call. No. Well, do we want to table the closed session then?
That's fine.
Is this thing in the back here the only thing that we're...
No, I think there was something else he wanted to bring up too, but I don't know.
Let's take a point of privilege. I'm going to call Robert.
I think you should, because where is he? He might be hurt.
Yeah.
Point of privilege, Diana. Go take care. Prosha.
Okay.
I'm going to mute it on this end.
Okay.
All right, we're going to go into closed session. It's 6:58. Diana, we'll call you from this phone.
Okay, good night. I'm sorry. I didn't say good night.
Okay, thank you. Bye.